You're listening to Play It Again, Swig. I'm Jocelyn Swigger, and I'm trying to learn all the Chopin etudes. I'm also trying to balance hanging out with my toddler, teaching full-time, and life's other distractions. This is my audio diary of that process. Well, it's Sunday, September 11th, and I've been kind of under the weather, sort of literally. I mean, I haven't literally been outside under the weather, but it's been raining for about a week. We had a glorious morning of sunshine yesterday morning, and other than that, it's been pretty much gray and rainy. So it's been kind of like living in Portland, but without the amenities of hip that you get living in Portland or Seattle or someplace like that. So, you know, I always tell my students that that's really good practice weather, and it is, but unfortunately, it's also really good lie on the couch and eat carbohydrates weather. And I've had a little bit of a cold, that sort of scratchy tickle in the back of your throat feeling. So I have been giving in to my lie-on-the-couch proclivities a lot. This whole weekend has been kind of like sick days. Spent a lot of time sort of rolling around on the floor with Ben and napping and hanging out in my jammies, which is pretty heavenly. I'm really lucky I'm able to do that. But it's not the best practice routine. So it hasn't been a stellar practice week, especially the last couple of days. It's also gotten, in the last few days, kind of trickier to practice with Ben around. I do get to practice, of course, some just on my own, but he's going through a phase where he's really, really clingy and just wants to be in my arms or in my lap all the time. And so it's hard to get anything done when he is like that. So, like I said, not a stellar practice week. I have been enjoying very much the sort of practice journal that I was assigning to my students that I had them do for the first week of school. I'm going to keep doing that where I sort of say I'll do 10 minutes of this and 15 minutes of that and whatever. But I will need to do that starting tomorrow because today and yesterday were sort of more or less non-practice days. I've played both days, but barely. Anyway, let me sort of show you what is going on. In 25 number 11, you know this one. That one is coming, which I think you can probably hear. I've been working a lot in short groups, so doing that a lot and gluing it together with the next one. So a lot of that. So I've been doing it both right hand alone and with the left hand too. Of course, there are places where it's easier than other places. There are places where the left hand is hard too, which is too bad because, you know, the right hand certainly keeps you busy. But I've been actually really, really enjoying practicing that. And I have these days where I feel like it's getting better from day to day. I think I just undid that this weekend because of not practicing and lying around blowing my nose and hanging out. But I'm feeling hopeful about this piece and I'm really enjoying the practicing. You know, practicing in groups like that can sometimes be a little bit of a grind. Because, you know, you just sort of know, all right, I have to get through all of this pile of notes and I've got to do them and this is what I do. And you just sort of take it note by note. But it's not always the most, shall we say, inspiring kind of a process. But I've actually been really enjoying it. I've been feeling really focused. That may have something to do with kind of getting into the routine of school and feeling really good teaching and enjoying my students and feeling kind of like I have my professor self more at the forefront now instead of just my hang out and be a mom self, which has been the main thing over the summer. It also could have to do with the fact that I've been drinking caffeine a lot more. But anyway, I've been having really, really nice focus practice sessions, doing like 20 minutes at a time of this kind of thing. And when my little timer goes off, because I've been setting a timer and doing my crazy specific practice journal, I feel like, oh, I don't want to stop and go on to the next thing. So I think that's actually a really good sign. I am not going to play 25 number 11 for you today. But I am going to plan on playing it for you next week. It will probably not be up to tempo. I'm almost sure it won't be up to tempo, but parts of it may be actually. And so I may play sections of it for you at tempo and sections of it not, but I will play that for you next week. For now, just telling you, I'm doing my groups of six and groups of 12, right? Here's a group of six going to the next one, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to the next one, and then groups of 12 to the next one. So I guess it's really groups of 13. But I'm trying to make all of them, and I think with some success, I'm trying to make all of them really clear instead of, you can hear kind of, that's kind of mushy. I'm trying to really do them right and do the little rotations on my wrist so that it feels fine. And when I do that, it feels fine. Anyway, I'm going to play that for you next week. I think that the way that I'm working on it is the right way to do it. And I think it's going to come. It's just a little disappointing that I didn't work on it very much over the last couple of days. So that's what's going on for 25 number 11. 25 number 2, I want to play for you, and then I'm going to let it rest. I know last week I was thinking about letting it rest, but I actually did play it this week. It was sort of nice to have something to play through. I'm going to play that for you, and then I'm going to just put it on the shelf for a little while, because I think it's not getting any better, and I need to let it go for a bit. So here is 25 number 2 for the last time till I don't know when. So I think some of the shaping in that works, and I think some of the 2 against 3 works, and I think I'm doing some of the rotations actually very nicely, but there it's still really lumpy. I can't seem to play it through without just having a few of the notes not sound or just not quite work. So I'm going to let it rest and then bring it back. So that goes on the shelf. Goodbye, 25 number 2 for a little bit. Have been practicing 25 number 3 a bit. I'm not totally ready to play this for you, but it's there's still just a couple places that don't work. Let me play you like the first page of this. Ugh. There were little mistakes. I let some of them go by without stopping, which was sort of good since I was trying to play through, but then I just couldn't stop. Anyway, let me do the part that sounds like Ben going blah, 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 blah. Oops. Yeah, it feels really disjunct. Yeah, I'm not ready to play that for you. As you can tell. Yeah, I think I haven't quite found my sort of hook into this piece yet. You know, the way that I've been practicing it, which I really, really think is what I need to be doing, is going to the next one, to the next one. Oops, not that one. Goodness. There we go. So that I'm getting these anticipations in. And that is feeling like a grind when I practice it. That has not felt like it's making, I mean, not that it's not making sense, but it just feels like a grind and it feels like it's not ingraining itself. So for example, this thing here, I have practiced a lot going from here to here and from here to here and from here. So it shouldn't be as much of a kind of brain moment, not brain moment, but like brain shutting down moment when I get here, but it just is. So I need to, and then there's all these little errors that seem to be happening. So I haven't found my way into this piece. I'm going to still work on it a bit. I'm not as into it, obviously, as I am to 25 number 11. But I'm going to keep working on this, and I will play this for you next week. So I'm going to have that as a goal for myself. So that hopefully will get me a little bit more inspired to work on it. I mean, I have been working on it, but not it's hard for me to keep my focus while I work on this, actually. Like, I'll be practicing it, but I'll be thinking about other things. So hopefully knowing that I'm going to play it for you will help me focus a little better. I've been continuing to play the B section of 25 number 5. Which I am not going to play for you today. I know I played it horribly last week. Next week I'm going to play that for you. And hopefully have it sound reasonable. It actually goes quite fast, which what I just played wasn't quite something like this. Anyway, I need to work on it. Anyway, it's gorgeous, but I'll play for you and hopefully it will be gorgeous. So I'm not quite ready to play that for you either. I wanted to tell you about a couple of other musical things kind of going on in my life. One is that I'm playing the Carnival of the Animals, which is, I think I told you this before, this is for a small chamber orchestra, like usually I think 15 pieces or so, and it includes two pianos. And there's one particular movement that is tricky that I'm going to play for you. It's Emiones, so fast animals, and it's two pianos at the same time. So I'm playing this, I'll play you the whole thing in a minute, while the other piano is playing this. So that together it's, and so forth. Sorry, I haven't been practicing that in the left hand, as you can hear. So we have to really get it together. So let me show you how this goes. There. That'll mostly work. The thing that is tricky is that at the end of the piece, so there's several movements, like, gosh, I don't even know how many movements are there in this thing? 14. So the 14th movement is the finale, and it has little sections of every single movement that's come before, which is very fun. This is a really fun piece, actually. I'm really excited to be playing it. But so that Emiones part comes back, except horrors, it's not the same. Now, the reason this is a little tricky is that I'm mostly playing that by memory. I could probably do it by feel and probably be okay to watch, but it just feels better to play it by memory. So, of course, that means I have to remember to do it differently the second time. So I'm going to show you what happens in the finale, and this, you'll hear, this is not as solid yet. So I need to actually really make sure that I practice this next week, and I will. It's on my list. So here's the Emiones section of the finale to Carnival of the Animals. So this is all the same, but this isn't. It's not actually any harder than the other one, but I foolishly practiced the other one, sort of got it really ingrained before remembering that this other part was in there and then I needed to look at that too. That was totally my own fault. So I need to really make sure that this one's in there. This part is more awkward than what was happening in the first one. So, and that you can hear that that's really mushy and awful, the way I'm playing it. So I'm going to practice that and get that so that it's really clean and so that I don't have to worry about it, right? Like, the main thing is that when I am playing this on stage, I would like very much to enjoy playing it because it's actually quite fun instead of feeling worried about it. Still kind of feel worried about it. We've got the first rehearsal with the orchestra on Tuesday, and I'm hoping to have it in a fun shape rather than worried about it shape by then. So that's something that's kind of on the plate. Another one, I'm not necessarily going to have this for you by next week because I just kind of thought of it and I'm giving myself a lot of assignments of things to have ready to play for you next week. So just in, you know, to try to bite off what I can chew rather than way more than I can chew. I think I'm going to do this the following week. But I was looking through these etudes and just sort of thinking about which ones I've played and which ones I haven't played and which ones I played in high school and which ones are brand new and all that sort of thing. And I came across, and now I can't find out what number it is. could sing it for you. I don't know which number it is. No, it's not there. Which number is this one? It's not number 6. That's a thirds. Maybe it's number 7? Nope. That's the cello. It's not. Yeah, number 6 is a third. 7 is a cello. Sorry, I am totally not ready to tell you about this. There it is. Number 9. This guy. I'm totally not ready to play this for you. Anyway, this is a piece that I did work on in high school. And it's 2 pages long. And I was flipping through all these etudes and I thought, you know, I bet I could learn this etude in an afternoon. One of my students was asking me about how to learn things really quickly. So I think what I'd like to do to sort of set myself as a task, also to report to her about learning quickly, is I'm going to try and learn this piece in a couple of hours. But I think that those couple of hours may not exist in the week that's coming up. So coming soon is going to be really trying to learn this piece in a couple of hours. And I think what I'll do is try to like learn it on the day of the podcast and then play it for you, just sort of have it be start to finish on that day. So I'm going to do that not next week, but the following week. So 25 number 9 is very soon in my future. Another piece that I'm working on is, and I don't remember the opus number, I'm sorry, that I'm going to play for you next week. I'm going to play this for you next week. Is this really, really beautiful Scriabin prelude for the left hand. I have a student who, to my horror, it was awful, had an accident with an electric hedge trimmer last summer and did not slice off a couple of fingers of her right hand, but hurt a couple of fingers of her right hand. So she got very good care. She's in physical therapy. It's all coming back. She's actually, her fingers are going to be fine, which is a miracle. But right now she can't quite feel the third finger on her right hand. So we've decided to use this. She is playing some repertoire with her right hand, actually. So she's not only playing left-hand music, but we've decided to use this as an opportunity to really get her left hand really strong and really, I don't mean strong like a bludgeon, but I just mean strong so that she feels like she can trust it more and that it's articulate and as dexterous as her right hand. That was sort of a terrible pun if you think about what dexterous means with the whole right and left. But anyway, so to improve her left hand, she's going to work on a couple of these Scriabin left hand pieces. And I've actually never played any of these left hand pieces because, knock wood, I've never injured my right hand and I've never had to play any of these left hand pieces. So I thought it might be a good exercise for me, but also just as teaching her, I think it would be helpful to learn this piece myself and kind of see what sort of issues come up playing with only the left hand. So it's gorgeous. This piece is so beautiful. So I'm going to play you this really beautiful left hand piece next week. I'm also starting to play through Rhapsody in Blue at least once a week. I have to play through at least once a week because I'm going to be playing it in April. And so it's going to need to come back to the front burner eventually, but it's not on the front burner right now. Anyway, that is most of what's going on. I'm going to do a little bit of improvisation for you now. And the main task I'm setting myself for this particular improv is going to be really hard. But I'm going to play it for you, and then I'm going to refrain from commenting about how awful I thought it was, even though I'm likely to think that because that's how I tend to think. But I have been realizing that I tend to play these for you and then sort of have this explosion of negativity afterwards. So I'm not going to do that, although it might be very difficult. So I'm going to play an improvisation for you now, and then I'm going to be done and keep my mouth shut. Okay, here we go. Thank you. So that's it. I'd love it if you want to get in touch. Glowing reviews on iTunes are appreciated more than you can imagine. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jocelyn Swigger, or you can post questions or comments and get more information at playitagainswig.com. Thank you so much for being my practice buddy.